every year I have like a gratitude diary. Every day I try to write what I'm grateful for so that I can pick up a year, 2014, and I can flip through it and remember all the amazing things that help brighten up against the things that may have not been so amazing. I reached this point, and I reached the point where I said, I need to write a fucking book before I forget all these feelings. So that's what I did. Hello. Welcome back to the Slutrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Anna D. I was put on this earth to empower women to build their own empire and interview sluts who like to make money. On my podcast, I give you a peek inside my life as a girl boss mentor, retired cam girl, viral TikToker, and now 1% OnlyFans creator. Actually 2%. Or now 2%. I share the ups and downs of running a multi-million dollar business and the difficult yet sexy path to success. I feel like every time I return to creating a new episode, especially a solo episode, I get mad at myself because it's been so long, and I'm trying to coach myself and bring this energy that like it's okay to take your time. And I think me taking time off was more of a form of self-care. Everything, not everything, but as you know, there are many things on my plate. I call it a buffet. And I'm having to say no to more so that I can focus on the things that need to thrive in order to pay payroll. But people on my team know that I'm capable of doing so much. I can just create ideas and bring them to life left and right. And the point of growing a team is so I can create and they can help me with the inner workings. And it's taken me 10 years to come to terms with that, that people want to help me and that the business can grow without me doing everything and not to multi-manage. So the update on my business is that one of my dear friends who actually found me on TikTok, we moved her and her husband, or invited them to move down to, you know, where we work. And it happened. They put in a request for an apartment, and them and their animals moved on down here. And I'm so like, that in itself is a dream come true, being able to meet someone or connect with someone over the internet. It's almost like when you're dating someone like long distance and then you meet for the first time. It's just so special to me, and they are just the perfect fit. So growing from, you know, three people in that warehouse, and I looked out in the parking lot today and there was like eight cars, and I was like, what? Like, our parking lot's getting full. And I want to get like parking lot signs for everyone. I found these cute things on Etsy. You can just like spray paint symbols. So I want everyone to like pick out a shape or a symbol. I wish there were sluttier ones I could find. They only have like stars, and there's actually some cool alien ones. So maybe we'll do like an alien themed parking lot. But the biggest change in the past 8 days was hiring a new personal assistant. Oh my God, you guys. My previous personal assistant grew to be the COO of my enterprise. And my mental health was affected so much in these last few months after buying the warehouse because of the weight of the responsibility. And she said, it's time. I can't assist you on everything. I have to delegate all the people that are being added to the team. So that's what we did. She, put up a job listing. She interviewed everyone and found the lucky star that is the ultimate fit in my life. I mean, it's only been a week, but everyone around me is like, wow, you're waking up at 8 a.m. You're meditating. You're reading again. Are you okay? What drugs are you on? You look so happy. but it's incredible. And she's helping me keep my house in order, my life, my dogs. You know, imagine, I mean, I'm sure most of you are working from home right now, but how do you feel when you wake up and your house is just like in shambles and there's dogs all over you and your partner is, you know, living their life beside you. It's a lot. It's a lot to soak in when you have so much on your mind that you can't express in a healthy way, at least. You know, you want to work out, you want to have time to go to the grocery store, and you physically can't because you have this business to run. So she came in and it was like a whirlwind of organization. I was like, what? I don't have to get my groceries? What? You're giving me a coffee in the morning? I don't deserve this. And every day I wake up now and I can't believe this is my reality. And everyone around me has been in awe of the life I've created, but it's taken such a toll on my mental health. You guys, last year I wanted to just die. Like, it was just too much to do. You know how when you see people on social media and they're at the beach or they're at a restaurant or they're with a group of people on a boat and you're like, I worked so hard and I don't even have like friends plus the opportunity or the time to do that. And I mean, the year before was when I started therapy and taking my antidepressants because I had that feeling. I'd wake up mad that I woke up. I would just go to sleep thinking maybe I won't wake up tomorrow and I won't have to feel that misery of just the weight of the responsibility was just crushing. And I was starting to feel that feeling again because it was like trying to, instead of running like a sailboat, it was like running a freaking cruise. And my partner knew it, and my business partner knew it. Her main priority was getting me someone that could be not like a clone of me, but an extension of my arms, so I could have four arms. I always thought, oh my God, all the things I could do with four arms. So just that week alone, like waking up, the laundry's ready, there's a clean sink, you know, the fridge is filled with healthy things and meals are prepped, coffee's ready, my day's laid out, and all I have to do is create. And that's what started all of this. I mean, aside from, you know, the sex work that really helped me invest and build a foundation of building a business and being able to create jobs, creating was the only part of all this where I didn't feel like I was working. Like, even like when I TikTok, like, I don't feel like I'm working. I have so much fun and joy and editing photos and just holding products in my hands and good lighting and the satisfaction of an idea in my head and then creating it and being like, look, world, I made this and everyone likes it. That's the feeling I get off on. But if I wake up and it feels like I'm in a dark cave and I have a list of 100 things I have to do in 12 hours, what's the point? I might as well work in an office. At that point, I thought if I worked in an office 9 to 5, at least after 5 and on the weekends, I could do everything I wanted and not have to worry about work. But when you're an entrepreneur, you sacrifice everything to find that light at the end of the tunnel. And I found the light, and then it was just slowly dimming and dimming and dimming and dimming until where we are now. And, you know, when I say it out loud, I feel like I'm exaggerating, but there's so many things that go through my head all the time when you're overanalyzing and when you rest your head on your pillow and you just go through the show of your day, what you said, how you said it, could you have said it better? You know, I don't know if I've said this before, but your life, there's kind of like three facets to it. Sorry about my dogs. y'all just gonna have to hear them bark because I ain't got time to pause. But imagine you are the main character of your life. You're on stage. You're the actor, actress, whatever. You're also the director. You're also directing what you do in your head. You know, you're consciously deciding what you wear and who you know and, you know, reading the script. But then you're also an audience member. You're also viewing your life and reading the pages of every chapter. So sometimes I find myself focusing on those three parts, the directing, the acting, and the viewing all at the same time. And I'll be doing it about the future, the present, and the past. So it's like nine people are in my head, just like it's their job and the chatter doesn't stop. Obviously, we all know like there's different tools you can utilize to get to a place of peace and being present. But I've always been that way, even as a kid. I'm on a tangent. Where do we go now? So this week has been very enlightening for me. Like I said, I left the parking lot today and I thought, okay, this is my life now. When I walked into the warehouse and checked in on everyone and like the joy of seeing someone and saying, you know, what can I do to make your day better? How are you doing? Thank you for bringing what you, like, thank you for offering what you do to my life. Like, you are an important part of it. And when it just feels too good to be true sometimes. So I reached this point and I reached the point where I said, I need to write a fucking book before I forget all these feelings. Every year I have like a gratitude diary. Every day I try to write what I'm grateful for so that, you know, I have two diaries, one that's like all the crap that I just spill out to get it out of my body. But the gratitude log is amazing because I get to pick up a year, 2014, and I can flip through it and remember all the amazing things that help brighten up against the things that may have not been so amazing. So at the beginning of those journals, I kind of have my New Year's resolutions in a way, my goals. And the first one is always to write a book. It's just something I've manifested. People who've done readings for me have always said it's in my cards. But the thing is, thinking about how much time or money or thinking about the vulnerability it would take, I set up those boundaries for myself. And I know many people have a fear of failing when it comes to their dreams or their endeavors or anything. But fear is worse than the worst thing actually happening. The fear of not writing a book felt worse than just not writing a book at all. So that's what I did. So the book is called Slutchapreneur Secrets. It's time to unleash your inner goddess, the keys to start your e-commerce empire, everything I wish I knew before joining the dark side hustle. So this book is really well-versed around my podcast. It's The Secrets of Being a Successful Slut and the Keys to Becoming a CEO. Why did I write this book? I wanted to pave the way for my future CEOs to follow me with confidence, walking in their high heels, removing the veil of a seemingly impossible journey to financial abundance with an immense amount of sexual power. I've created a fulfilling life for myself that is full of hustle. I've reached many dreams of mine and naturally found so much joy in helping the ones around me avoid my mistakes. I've shared my secrets about small business in many ways, but there is something in the adult entertainment industry that resonated much more with me. Learning to embrace the things I have been shamed for gave me back my power. Yes, succeeding is addicting, but it can be very lonely at the top. When you see a circle of bad bitches around you cheering one another on, that is much more fulfilling and meaningful than any dream I've seen. It's never felt so deep in my core to be the house mom for internet sluts. So we're going to get into the process of this book because I want you to understand the journey. It was so just like any other journey I've been through, so much to learn from. And so many of you listening can do this too. So understanding what it took, and, you know, especially if you see how it looks in person, that, you know, understanding the process it took to get there, I think you'll be quite surprised and inspired to do something similar. And I encourage you to. So here's how it started. I went on Upwork.com, where I outsource a lot of virtual help for like small tasks. And I went to the editors section for book writing. I thought, you know, I need help with this. I need someone to at least point me in the right direction, because I assumed I'd have a journal and I'd have to write word by word and edit it myself and grammar and oh my God. So I'm really narrowed my search down. I wanted a female in the same time zone as me, around my age, to really be relatable to me. And the irony is that she used to be a sex worker. So I knew, my intuition said, this is the girl. And she really laid out like, hey, we can do this in 3 to 6 weeks. I'll create a schedule. We'll start with an interview. We'll lay a rough copy out, and then we'll get into all the details. So I just went with it. I said, I'm just going to roll with it. If it's bad, I don't have to publish it. So that's what we did. She interviewed me. She just asked me questions about my life. And then from that interview, she laid out ideas of what the book could be about, and just kind of like a rough draft, like I said. And immediately it was just like, everything was, oh my God, it was going really good. And we laid out this map. I reached out to the artist who does a lot of the designs for my stores, and she started drawing up a cover. Then my brain was like, how can I make this really special? How can I make this really personal to my fans and subscribers and listeners and everybody? So I wanted to make it like a diary, because I've never seen a book that had a lock like a diary, because I wanted it to feel secret. That was really difficult sourcing. So sourcing the binder, I tried to find a small seller on Etsy to customize this, and it got increasingly difficult. But after a few months and samples and paying a pretty penny to get it the right way, we found a binder that's like a journal, a handbook. You have lined paper in there, and there's a pocket that the book actually fits in. And that leads me to the next step, which was sizing the book. We had to cut this perfectly to fit in the handbook, but also being legible. And there's photos in the book. There's some 18 and up photos in there as well. And we wanted to make sure those were clear and pretty and contrasted with the text, if there was a photo behind the text. And then that leads me to the extra details. I sourced and sampled so many pens to fit in this book. I wanted it to feel good in your hand. I wanted the ink to be smooth. And there's this cute like pink pom-pom on the end that has, it's got this, you can kind of unlatch it like a necklace and add your own charms or just take it off in general. But it matches this whole pink aesthetic. The cover has a lock on it. It's got like a stripper lock, and it's inspired by my personal locker, my personal lock that I had at the strip club. And with the binder having a lock on it, it just all kind of falls together. And then there's this beautiful portrait of me on the back that I'm honored that my designer drew it like this. It's got my tattoos and everything. It's, oh my God. Okay. So there's also a VIP Slut credit card, which has all our website info, but it's like a business card that looks like a credit card. It's really cool. And the numbers on the card are like 6969. It expires on 420. I just love it. And I keep one in my wallet. And then at the end of the book, you get a postcard size document that's your PhD in CE poetry. And it looks just like any other graduation document, and you can frame it. And if you want a bigger, like real, like a, what, 8.5 by 11 size, we have those available at slutrepreneur.com. So that's the basis of the book. If you are like a cam girl, an OnlyFans model, anything along the lines, like if you sell nudes online or just want to have more like hustler ambition, if you relate to me in any way, you will find so much empowerment in this book. I did this for me, but ultimately this is for you because I feel it's a necessary resource if you have watched what I've done and want to understand a deeper side of me. Now, with something that includes education and checklists and all the good stuff, you have to do it yourself. And that's with any, like, you, if you go to school, you'll learn, but if you don't take that into your job or the workforce you choose, what's the point? Is there anything I wish I would have done differently? No. Well, I wish I wasn't so hard on myself. I drafted and drafted so much of this book. I have this like 100-page scribbly, like rough copy, and I had to keep sending it back to my editor and paying her week by week to go over all my new edits. And it's ultimately I was chasing perfection where perfection is unattainable, but I'm happy I did because now there's more in it than I ever dreamed. The book is 69 pages. The book will be available 6/9, June 9th at 4:20 Eastern Time at slutrepreneur.com. If you can't spell slutrepreneur, you can type in slutpodcast.com and it'll forward yourself there as well. So yeah, I wrote a book. I know you're going to love it. There is 100 copies available. The first round will be the only ones with this handbook. And also it will be signed on the inside cover. And one book will have a pink credit card instead of a gold one. And it's going to be your pink ticket to win a free mentorship with me. After you read the book, of course. So that's something else that's exciting. And then hopefully, however this goes, my goal is to reprint these in a bigger size down the road and just kind of go from there. So I hope this inspires you. And please remember, please, if you say you can't do something, you never will. So just change that mindset and you can manifest whatever you desire. Thank you for listening, queens, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye. We'll be right back.